Accent Alert.
English accents from around the world.
The Black Country is about 10 miles from Birmingham. It's made up of four boroughs: Dudley, Walsall, Sandwell and Wolverhampton. But our main focus is the borough of Dudley. The Black Country in general is famous for its industry, which is also why it received the name the Black Country. It got its name during the Industrial Revolution, when the sky was black due to the smog and the smoke from all the factories, and also due to the blackness of the soil from all the coal. Dudley, considered probably the heart of the Black Country, has a history dating back to medieval times, and its famous castle has been there since about the 8th century. People from the Black Country are very friendly. The area was subject to high levels of immigration in the 60s and 70s, which now means there's quite an eclectic community. The people and the accents are some of the most interesting you'll find anywhere. The accent is a very old dialect from the medieval era called Middle English. For example, when greeting one another, Dudley folk will ask, "How be?" This comes from the expression, "How beest thou?" which is translated as, "How are you?" The response is, "Be too bad," which comes from, "I bayn't be too bad," which means, "I'm not too bad." Other unusual words include "yo," meaning you, and "yo am," or "yom," instead of "you are." As a result, the people from the Back Country are often referred to as yam yams. There are some differences with the vowel sounds too. For example, the vowel A is pronounced as O. So instead of sand, sond, hand, hond, apple, opple, spanner, sponner, and man, mon. Other pronunciations are winder for window, fair for far, and laugh for laugh. Another characteristic of the accent is the EN word ending in words such as gooing or going, or calling, calling. There are also many special words, phrases and expressions. For example, ta, meaning thanks, tra, meaning bye, Boston, meaning good, half-baked, meaning stupid, and our kid, or our kid, which means my friend. Now I'm going to tell you a short story in my best Black Country accent. Once, a friend from Canada came to stay with me. We went to a local pub. I asked a man walking into the pub what time they stopped serving... I asked a man walking into the pub what time they stopped serving food. And his response was, "Yo can get some scram here till 9:25, but if I were you, I'd go down to the Boston Fiddle," which can be translated as, "You can get some food here until about 9:25, but if I were you, I would go down to the Boston Fiddle," a local pub. I turn to my friend with my eyebrows raised and inquire what he wanted to do. But he just shook his head in disbelief and asked if the man I had just spoken to was actually speaking English.